Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. Forecasters with the National Weather Service in El Paso expect calmer winds on Wednesday. Dust advisories are expected to continue into the evening, but winds will slow up to 15 miles per hour tomorrow. Temperatures will also be in the 60s, a little below the normal. Zachary Aronson is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
But the dust should settle down later tonight by maybe 9 to 10 p.m. is when things will start to settle down, and we'll continue to have improving conditions through the overnight.
Aronson said temperatures are expected to be warmer by the weekend. He also said forecasters expect to see more dust storms between now and the month of April. And the city council approved a $3.4 million contract to an Ohio-based company for a project at Lone Star Golf Club. According to the city of El Paso, Mid-America Sports LLC would replace the entire irrigation system at the golf course. The project would also include installing a new pumping system with filtration, a wet well, and intake structure. Funds for the project will come from the city's airport enterprise budget. According to the city of El Paso, 4 bids were submitted, and among them, 2 were local. In other news, the Isleta Independent School District School Board will vote on an order to cancel its May 5th election during tomorrow's meeting. Trustees Cruz Ochoa, Carlos Bustillos, Catherine Lucero, and Shane Haggerty filed their applications for re-election and are running unopposed. The deadline to apply for a place on the ballot was February 14th, and Ochoa's only opponent, Gus Bujanda, has dropped out of the District 5 race. And the Texas House Democratic Caucus unveiled a package of bills addressing a variety of safety concerns earlier today. The Texas Newsroom's Nina Banks has more from Tuesday's announcement.
The bills address things like domestic abuse and raising the age to purchase assault weapons. Representative Joe Moody, an El Paso Democrat, referenced how the 18-year-old gunman in the Uvalde school shooting legally purchased AR-style rifles.
We know that young people don't have impulse control. They don't make the most rational decisions. So why are we giving them access to some of the most dangerous weapons around? That is a safer, stronger Texas when we raise the age to purchase assault weapons to 21.
A similar measure was filed last legislative session, but failed. In Austin, I'm Nina Banks.
And Texas's border with Mexico runs over 1,200 miles, more than any other state in the U.S. And after California, Texas is home to the second largest population of people living in the U.S. without legal status. Because of this, state lawmakers say they're now considering legislation that could reduce training costs for local law enforcement agencies working with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The Texas Newsroom's Blaze Ganey has more.
Specifically, the Texas Senate is considering Senate Bill 8. It would require all Texas counties to participate in ICE's training program. Counties with fewer than 100,000 people could qualify for a grant to cover the cost. Chambers County Sheriff Brian Hawthorne is a legislative chairman for the Sheriff's Association of Texas. On Monday, he told a panel of state senators the group supports the measure but thinks more funding is needed.
The sheriffs and the expenses for that program should be compensated, whether you're 100,000 or all the way up to 5 million.
In its current form, SB 8 would cost Texas $1.4 million over the next biennium. I'm Blaze Ganey in Austin.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.